Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The United States has been at war with Russia for 9 years. Ukraine has spilled over now and threatens to destroy the planet. Mike Adams will bring that explicit information on the UN invasion launched out of Central and South America coming up next segment. But as promised, I want to air more of the powerful interview. Last night, 30 minutes long, it's up on InfoWars.com, with President Trump and the great Tucker Carlson. Here's more of that report.
We would have been out faster than them. We would have had all the equipment. We would have had the American citizens. We left hostages. We left Americans behind. Many, I think many more than you think. And we had 13 soldiers killed. And nobody ever mentions the fact that we had many maimed so badly. No arms, no legs. Their face was obliterated. This is the way this guy got out. We would have gotten out with dignity and strength. We were going to. But I was taking 100% of... I said, I want every nail. I want every screw. I want the tents. They said, sir, the tents are very hard to take out. I said, I want the tents. I want the tanks. I want the planes. I want everything. And a couple of them fought me on it. Like Millie. He said, sir, I think it's cheaper to leave the equipment behind. I said, let me ask you, we have a plane that costs $100 million. It's sitting there. All it needs is a tank of gas, right? Give me a little jet fuel. We'll fly it to Pakistan or any place else, or we'll fly it directly home. You say it's cheaper to leave a $100 million plane. Sir, I think overall it's cheaper. These are idiots we're dealing with. They left $85 billion worth of equipment. They left our American citizens behind. And they moved the military out first. No, you move the military out last. I did a little skit with a five-year-old kid. I said, let me ask you, here's the situation. I explained the situation. I said, would you take the military out first or would you take it out last? I take it out last, five-year-old. But they took the military out first, and they were afraid of our military. When I was there, they were afraid. We didn't have one soldier killed in 18 months, Tucker. Not one soldier was killed in 18 months. And then we got out like we surrendered. I think it was the single most embarrassing day in the history of our country. It was totally their fault. They didn't go by anything because, you know, we had a system of getting out. But if the Taliban, in particular, the Taliban, because that's where the action was, right? When I called Abdul, the press went crazy. The fake news went crazy. Why did he call an enemy? I said, well, it's Jesse James. I used to ask him, why did he rob banks? He said, that's where the money is. Why did I call the head of the Taliban? Because that's where the killing was. And he's there now, Abdul. I'm sure he likes me. Call me Your Excellency. I don't know if he calls Biden Your Excellency. Probably. I mean, you know, they're one of the largest arms dealers now in the world. They're selling the $85 billion worth of equipment. They only need 5% of it.
Of course.
They're selling the equipment. They're one of the largest, I think, second arms deals, brand new helicopters, brand new airplanes, brand new tanks. Unbelievable what we left behind. We ran. And there was no reason to. I had them. I could have stayed there for 5 years if I wanted to. I wanted out. 21 years was enough. I wanted out. We shouldn't have been there in the first place. But when I see what happens, when I see the level of stupidity, and because of that, it's all a big web. Because of that, I think Putin, who would have never gone into Ukraine when I was there, would have never, I talked to him about it often, would have never, ever done that. When he saw that I wasn't there, and he saw these fools, these stupid people. And think of that, the way they left Afghanistan, and nobody was fired. I fired a lot of people because if they didn't do a good job, I'd fire
them. Let me ask, you talked to Putin about Ukraine. What did you say to him?
I could see that he loved it. And I said,
he loved Ukraine.
He considers it to be a part of Russia.
Yeah.
I said,
this is important. We'll get to more of this. I'm going to host a little bit into the fourth hour. We'll get to more of this. But you see where they missed the point. Trump's smart, but he doesn't get it. There's incompetency by design. The globalists wanted to give all those weapons over because those are weapons we lose, then they can spend more money. But it's also to build the Taliban back up. They have to go back in there later. Seems like they're idiots. To fly a tank out for $50,000, it's worth $5 million. Why are you doing this?
because it was a plan. And of course they pulled out of Afghanistan to look weak, to get Putin to invade. You know the CIA leaked these new documents. You know that's all a bunch of crap. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten the signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here back live. Thank you so much for joining us. We're into the third hour today. All right, the great Michael Yon, famous Special Forces officer, author, researcher, world traveler, is in the Darien Gap, right there on the border of Central and South America. It's over 50 miles of a death trap. The UN ships the people in from Africa, ships them in from the Middle East, ships them in from Asia, and then sends them through the Darien Gap. They have giant refugee centers where they then organize them in Panama, send them up to Guatemala, and then into Mexico. And Michael Yon's been working with Jordan Peterson, and he's also been working with Mike Adams, teaming up with two great, really smart people. And, I have the stack of articles right here of Reuters and AP 4 or 5 years ago where George Soros gives billions of dollars of U.S. aid from the State Department. He doesn't give the money. It's like Bill Gates doesn't give any money away. He gets government money and does it. It's all tax exempt. And they give $5,000 debit cards on average, people in Africa, to get on a plane and fly to South America because the other countries won't let them do it. Then they go across the Darien Gap into Central America, and they get raped. You saw the numbers in a State Department report 6, 7 years ago. 80% of girls and women are raped on their way. 80%. Where are the feminists on that? And then once they get there, just like they did in the last 15 years in Europe, they organize them to bring across the border, and Biden said, if I get elected, immediately rush the border. So let me show you some of these headlines, and Mike Adams is going to explain where the Darien Gap is, what Michael Yon is getting, and more. This is UPI, United Press International. George Soros, MasterCard partners on refugee aid delivery. Gives them debit cards. $5,000 on average to get to South America, $2,000 to get into Mexico, and another $2,000, no name on the card, just a blank debit card, to get into the U.S. And then they become a voter, then they're a group they control. Okay, this was 2017. Remember, though, the ADL says it's not true. They mentioned the claim that there's debit cards and said anyone saying this should be arrested, including myself. There's no replacement migration. This does not exist, though it's in UPI. When they tell you it's good, you can report on it. When you say it's bad, it doesn't exist. Report. World Tribune. UN giving debit cards to U.S.-bound migrants. And there, we got videos of it. We'll show you. It's all right there. George Soros, MasterCard, Reuters. Partner to aid migrant refugees. This is 5 years ago again. Watch. UN debit cards being given to U.S.-bound migrants. Newswars.com. UN debit cards provide safety net during COVID-19. UN.org. That's the UN. But, of course, the migrants don't take the shot because the UN won't sign on to the liability they got our governments to sign on to in secret agreements in case the shot hurts them. So the UN won't sign on to give the shots to them. They're exempt, but you're not. Isn't that a big enchilada? There's so many facets. Soros pledges to invest $500 million in migrant refugee debit cards. Hungary to criminalize migrant helpers with Stop Soros legislation. So this is the reality. Billionaire Soros outlines plan to save Europe 2018, shipping tens of millions in. It's him. Okay, so that's the reality. That's all admitted. And just like they set up these things on the border of Macedonia and other areas to invade Europe, the same guy runs the nonprofit in Texas, which is the main invasion point now. We were down there years ago. We showed you the video. It's billions. And when you see it, it's literal purple and green-haired liberals giving orders to the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol, you say, oh, Abbott just put troops on the border. They just turn the illegals over. They're given a debit card and sent into the U.S. to work in a sweatshop and pay half their money to the Democratic Party to be laundered. And there's all the big breaking news about billions of dollars to these Democrat front groups, and they go to the donor's house. I never gave thousands of donations. I didn't give one donation to whoever. This old lady, like, I didn't give a donation. Well, it says you gave 1,500 donations the last 6 years. And they take that money and launder it. This is a criminal organization. The Justice Department is running it. They're not just aware of it. They're running it. So I'm going to shut up now. That's the background on this. Mike Adams has been working with the great investigative reporter, famous special forces operator, Mr. Yon, Michael Yon, to break all this down, ladies and gentlemen. So this is a big deal. The footage is up on Infowars.com. It's at naturalnews.com. It's on Michael Yon's website as well. We'll put on screen the URL for people to find it. This is incredible investigative journalism. Everybody should be doing this. Mike Adams.
Hi, Alice. And I was just texting with Michael Yon. He's going to another camp today. We're going to get some additional video of a far worse camp, he says, later this afternoon. I was uploading that footage that you can roll that footage anytime. I was uploading that, I think, 2 a.m, by the way, working on this. But we're going to get Michael Yon in studio with you there, Alex, as soon as he comes back into the States. He wants to get on with you. He's got additional photographs, additional bombshell footage, and, you know, firsthand accounts of what's going on there. So, you know, the United Nations gives these women these rape kits. And there's a photo that I actually sent your producers about the rape kits. It's the IOM rape kits because there's so many rapes that go on. The United States goes down there and basically advertises for these migrants. You know, come on in, come to America. And then, yeah, there it is, the OIM. It's called OIM or IOM, depending on whether it's in Espanol or English, by the way. But that's a United Nations-funded rape kit. And there's actually a full video of that woman who's Spanish-speaking that we'll have for you later, where she's describing that's a rape kit. And Michael Yon was describing how the military men there in Panama, who are good men, they're trying to protect lives, they had to hunt down these Colombian drug gang people who were chasing women through the jungles and raping them. And they actually tracked them down. There was a firefight, and they shot the rapists, which, you know, of course, we all cheered at that. You know, those rapists should be shot. But that's the kind of torture and hell that these women and families are being put through because of the United Nations.
And again, what's wrong with these people? There's the Huffington Post headline 10 years ago. The State Department admits 80% of women raped traveling from Mexico to the U.S. Yes. Who are these people? Who? Don't they have mothers? Don't they have daughters? Don't they have grandma? Who? What rapes women? It's what has happened?
Well, it's this crazy mixed bag. There was in the video that I posted, I was able to talk to a young Chinese couple in Mandarin, and I confirmed they're from China and they're on their way to the United States. I'm like, why are they in the Darien Gap in Panama if they're from China and they're going to America? But, you know, because I speak enough Chinese, I was able to confirm that with them. They look like a perfectly nice couple. They might be a Christian couple, Alex. They might make great Americans, but the problem is there's no sorting these people out of the criminals versus the good people who really want to contribute to America. You know what I'm saying?
This is footage of them killing the rapist.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. These firefights are happening on a regular basis down there. And the Panamanian military guys, they're trying to do a good job. They're trying to protect lives. But this flood is happening because of the United Nations, Homeland Security, and the Biden administration.
Yeah, they're drinking out of a fire hose.
Absolutely. They can't stop it either. This is a humanitarian crisis that has been caused by the Biden regime and the United Nations trying to flood the United States with illegals so that Biden can declare them to be citizens before the 2024 election so that they can override the voting system with this new flood of illegals that they're shoving in no matter if they're criminals or not. That's their plan to try to defeat Trump, by the way, in 2024. If Trump is the nominee, they're going to defeat him in the ballot box by just having a flood of millions of new voters. And that's why there's this mad rush across the border right now of criminals and everybody they can find from around the world. It's incredible.
Tell us what you're going to break down when we come up. We've got so much to cover.
Well, there are people from different nations. So in that video from Michael Yon, I want to give him full credit, michaelyon.locals.com. His last name is spelled Y-O-N, by the way. He identified people from Haiti, Venezuela, the Middle East, China, and many South American countries. So this is a staging location for these migrants from around the world to then rush into the United States and occupy the USA. That's what it's about. We're going to cover that more.
And it's replacement migration, which is an official UN document. But Sasha, whatever Baron's name is actually arrested for talking about it. What a monster. We'll be right back as a human trapper.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For a decade, and I've been blessed to be able to interview him. Thanks to Mike Adams getting him on. He's a fellow Texan, lives outside Austin, Dripping Springs. But consecutively, the footage he gets is just so game-changing. But let's give some perspective to this, just briefly. I'm not making light of five dead people and wounded in Kentucky, in Louisville. I'm not making light of the transgender person going and killing those three little kids and three innocent teachers and the principal. But if you look statistically at the hundreds of thousands dead in Mexico, hundreds of thousands dead trying to come here, all the insanity and the story of the human trafficking and the sex trafficking and all this stuff, and it's a huge story, and the media consecutively working together covers it all up. But the truth is getting out there. This is just amazing. Here it is revealed. Suspected Kentucky bank robber posted... was a bank shooter, not robber, posted anti-Trump pro-lockdown content on Reddit. He hated Trump. He wanted endless lockdowns. He was a liberal. They're suppressing this, just like they're suppressing the manifesto of the shooter in Tennessee of that Christian school. And this is how they try to manage perception, how they lie in crime statistics and what they do. So this is just a window into the control. And as bad as it is him killing five people, it is a drop in the bucket compared to what's really going on with our border and the destruction of our sovereignty. Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com, working with Michael Yon, investigative journalist, with exclusive footage we've been rolling as B-roll. Please continue.
Well, there's a lot more footage, so you know, feel free to roll that. Also, I want to ask your producers to bring up the logo of the OIM or /IOM of the United Nations, because that logo shows the family in the center of a split, fractured planet in a spiral kind of vortex. And so it shows that the mission of the United Nations migration program is to actually shatter the planet. Yeah, there you can kind of see it there, ONU Migración. The OIM in Espanol or IOM in English. You can see that at the website IOM.int, by the way, is where you can bring that up in English, I believe. So there you go, a fractured planet with a family in the center. So they've weaponized the families of innocent people around the world. I want to be clear, Alex. I am not in any way condemning these migrant individuals. They are victims as well. They have been corralled.
They're victims of 3 years of lockdown.
Exactly, exactly. And... by the way, they think they're coming to a country of freedom. They're not. They're coming, even if they make it to America, they're coming to a country run by totalitarian lunatics who are just as bad, in many cases worse, than the tyranny they fled, wherever they fled from. They're coming to another tyranny. They are being used as pawns to try to rig the next election. They're being used as weapons against the American people, not to assimilate with the American people. So everybody that you're seeing there, those are people from Haiti right there in line. And they are victims as well. All these people are victims. And then there is a criminal element that is using this, exploiting this to get in and to carry out crimes in America, all kinds of crimes, robberies and cyber crimes and you know, even terrorism. There are radicals from the Middle East that use this vector to get into the United States. So it's absolutely incredible. This is the couple I spoke with in Chinese. You know, they look like a perfectly innocent young couple. Maybe they want to be Americans. Maybe they'd be great Americans. But this woman told me, yeah, they're from mainland China. They're on their way to the United States. And it's like, what are you doing in Darien Gap? Right? It's just the craziest thing. So this is a massive, massive suffering of human beings across the board. So, Alex, I don't know.
It's always impressive when, because I know your wife's Taiwanese, when you speak Chinese, but in Chinese, you can see, you see on the phone you're talking to her. So we probably get Yan on via phone if he can do it with you or come on tomorrow. But what did you say to her in Chinese? Speak to the Chinese for a minute or so.
Yeah, I said, you know, 你好，你们是中国人吗? I mean, are you Chinese? She said, yes. I said, 你们是大陆的人, mainland Chinese. She said, yes. And I said, I'm an American, 我是美国人. And I asked her, are you going to America? 你们要去美国吗? And she said, yes, confirm that on the way to America. I told her thank you. And I told her my friend there, that Michael Yan is my friend, 他是我的朋友,这里,谢谢你们. And they got on the bus and went their way. I mean, they seem like a perfectly nice couple. Not saying anything bad about this couple, but maybe they're fleeing the tyranny in China.
But they're going to be sheep-dipped to the liberal combine.
Yes, exactly. And they all think, and Michael Yan will tell you this when he's in studio, they all think that Biden is their savior because Biden is being promoted as the man that's allowing them to come to America.
Videos of them in T-shirts chanting Biden, Biden, Biden.
Yeah, exactly. And boy, are they in for a surprise when they actually get to America and find out you don't have freedom of speech. You don't have economic freedom. If you don't bow down to the regime, you are censored. You are deplatformed. You are punished. You are defamed. Everything horrible will happen to you in America, just like under a communist regime like China or the former Soviet Union, for example, or modern day Cuba or North Korea. The United States under these totalitarians has become the nightmare regime of the world. And so they are hopping out of the frying pan and into the fire. And they
I want to talk about the big issue. The UN camps organized the debit cards. But since you mentioned it, here's a clip from just a few days ago of them chanting Biden. Here it is.
¿Qué país?
Colombia.
¿Colombia? ¿Todos Colombia?
Perú.
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 Pregunta muy importante. ¿Te gusta Presidente Trump o Presidente Biden?
Biden.
Biden.
Lo que sea, se nos
Biden, Biden.
Biden.
¿Te gusta el Presidente Trump o Presidente Biden?
Biden.
By the way, I'll just say this. Look how good shape those guys are in because they're not eating GMO. In Colombia.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. That's an example. That's what Americans look like, whether black or white or whatever, 50 years ago. Mike Adams.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And again, they're marching into what has become a totalitarian hellhole in many ways. And they will be transported. Understand, Homeland Security and Mayorkas DHS is actually involved in this operation to transport these people into key cities and key voting districts where the Democrats know that they need additional votes in order to try to overpower the revolt that is happening.
And the State Department gives them maps of where to go.
Absolutely. And the Red Cross gives them maps. And in fact, Michael Yan, he's out in the jungle right now. He's supposed to be coming back later today, and he's going to give us some video of those maps and some additional camp footage and so on. And, you know, God bless that guy. He's out there putting his neck on the line to bring us this footage. Alex, you know, if it wasn't for you, the entire mainstream media will not touch this topic. If it wasn't for you and alt media, no one would know that this is happening. It's a total cover up of this massive human trafficking machine that has been set up and funded by the UN and the United States and is expanding. One of the images I uploaded to your team was an empty parking lot that's right next to this current facility. They're going to expand it, Alex. They're going to double or triple the size of this thing because they need a lot more people to come through to win the election in 2024. That's where this is going. It's just off the charts insane. There's a Western Union right there at the camp. That's actually at the San Vicente camp where they can get money to continue the journey. That's on the opposite side from that tent where you saw the Haitians.
That's where George Soros refills them with taxpayer money. We'll come back and talk about how to stop this with the great Mike Adams of naturalnews.com and pray for Michael Yan on the front line. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for President. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for President 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for President and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bridge through the wilderness, 50 plus miles of death, rape, murder, road warrior beyond road warrior between South America and Central America. Other key points you want to get into here, and We got the B-roll. It's at BrideOn.com. We post a lot of it at InfoWars.com. Read the big reports at NaturalNews.com. But then the million-foot view on what I covered the second hour and the first hour, Robert Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Orban, the new Swiss leader, the new Italian leader, the Brazilian leader, all saying there's a new world order coming after our countries. There's been a coup corporately. That is such a positive thing that everything you've been talking about for decades, I've been talking about for decades, Mike, is now mainstream identifying we've been hijacked. That's a big defeat. So I want to get your view on where the battle space is right now. And I know you're smart as I am, or smarter. The globalists are losing right now. They're not going to give up. What are they going to pull, Mike Adams?
Well, you're exactly right. Multiple vectors of their attempt to literally destroy the United States of America as a sovereign nation. Now, I interviewed a man named Tom Luongo, who I strongly recommend that you get him on your show. Maybe you've already interviewed him, but his theory is that Jerome Powell at the Federal Reserve is actually at war with the Davos socialists in Europe, because the Davos socialists are trying to literally destroy all central banks around the world and have one world currency under the Davos crowd, which will eventually be under the Bank of International Settlements, the BIS. It'll be a one world digital currency.
Let me interrupt. There's definitely a war over who's going to control the central bank digital currency.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is why I, more than ever, Alex, and I'll just say this publicly, you know, I was skeptical of a lot of the crypto hype before, but right now we need a decentralized peer-to-peer cryptocurrency more than any time ever in history, because we won't have any liberty left whatsoever if we end up in a Federal Reserve.
And by the way, mass adoption will make it notorious. They can't put us all in jail.
Yeah. Exactly. But understand that right now the Fed under Powell, who was put in there by Trump, Powell may actually be a white hat operator from one point of view, which is to protect the existence of the United States financial system.
Well, that's what Soros does. He plunges central banks. Exactly.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So Tom Luongo is, I think, the best expert on this. He's got a blog called Gold, Goats, and Guns, by the way. A good guy to have on about that. And he's adamant about this. And I think he's right. And I think that raising the interest rates, here's what's going on. The interest rates that are raising are designed to destroy the euro dollars, as it's called, which is the amplified U.S. dollar that's being multiplied by the European socialists, especially when interest rates were zero. And they were flooding the world with those dollars, you know, essentially ghost dollars, you could say. So he's raising interest rates, which is hurting the U.S. economy. It's driving a lot of business down, real estate, you know, manufacturing and small businesses. It's hurting a lot domestically, but it's kind of like he's, as I said, Powell is drilling a hole in the side of the Titanic. The ship is going down, but he's throwing a lifeline to the banks in America while trying to destroy the socialist Davos crowd in Europe.
No, exactly. We're not just at war with China. There's a war between the EU and the U.S.
Well, exactly. And when I said, I mean, they are financially dead in Europe because they don't have manufacturing that they can turn to anymore. Even the bakeries are shutting down in France. Because
they're in worse position than us. They've been deindustrialized.
Way worse. Yep. Western Europe is history, okay? It's going to collapse. It's just a matter of what that looks like and the matter of timing. The United States doesn't have to. That's the thing. The United States has so many resources. If we can get a hold of our elections once again and have real election transparency and integrity, then we can peacefully take this country back. We can protect the border. We can get our debt under control. We can actually have a future. And then perhaps we can help Europe have a resurgence again as well, just like we did post-World War II. So there is hope for the world. There's also desperation on the part of the globalists who are trying everything in their power to
Well, that was my next question.
Everything.
What are they going to pull next?
Well, they're going to pull more false flags in America, no question about it. They're going to have more MK Ultra operatives that may be transgender violent militants who don't. I'm not saying that all transgenders are violent militants, but there is a wing that seems to be brainwashed into violence.
Well, if you look at the whole programming, it's public brainwashing. It's classic brainwashing.
Absolutely. Yeah, and so we're going to see a lot more shootings and violence, sadly, that's instigated by the regime. And we're going to see, of course, a financial fallout that's going to hurt no matter what, even if we survive it. And I would just encourage people, do your research. Understand the risk of the dollar. And the hyperinflation is coming because that's the way out of this. Even according to the Fed, they're just going to print. But on the other side, they're trying to maintain the viability of the United Nations, of the United States as an individual nation. So there are many camps, Alex, as you know, there are many factions. Nobody's 100% white hat out there. Nobody's 100% black
and
hat.
And what scares the globalist is when the public learns, not about baseball or football or Hollywood, but learns about the factions, then we're now in the game and we change the entire paradigm by our desires, our wishes, our actions. That's what this whole broadcast is about. It's what you do, is getting people to be like adults and admit the power players, how the world works, and being on the same stage and being able to bargain, basically. We're like a union.
Yeah, yeah.
We're like a union. We're trying to create a human union that knows how stuff works so we can bargain.
And the number one most important thing that I think you do, Alex, and to some extent I do it as well, is we set the example to other people to have a voice, to be bold, to have courage, to come out and to demand freedom in every area of your life, whether it's finance or currency or jobs or education or families or speech or what have you. We must demand liberty.
The choices we make are the most powerful tool we have. Elaborate on that.
Yeah, well, and the example that you make, you know, Alex, you never gave in to the globalists, although they tried to coerce you. You know, you talked about it publicly. They offered you money. They offered you this and that. And you said no. And I'm in the same boat. We've said no. And we paid a heavy, heavy price for doing that. But it's
an example. I haven't talked to you about this, but I know you have a very successful operation publishing all the world. Let me guess. They tried to buy you out for 10 times what you're worth.
Oh, yeah, they tried to buy me out years ago and for an amount of money that now seems like a pittance. But it was, you know, it was tens of millions of dollars a few years ago for sure. And again, my business is crushed by 99% compared to where it should be probably, and yours is too. InfoWars should be a multi-billion dollar enterprise at this point with the high-quality products that you have, with the reach you have, with the audience you have. They have suppressed you and suppressed me by my calculations at least 99%.
No, I agree. But what really is valuable is the currency of victory.
Well, absolutely. And what's the point of having wealth in a society if you're not free? You know, freedom is the currency of the future of humanity. We need freedom more than we need money. We just use money to try to get traction.
Freedom creates the environment that money can be spent in.
Yeah, exactly. And I know you agree with me on this, Alex. It's not that you or I or other individuals want to be wealthy in a world of poor people. We want everybody to be wealthy. We want abundance to be a universal aspect of our society.
Which the globalists admit they're threatened by. They're having to suppress wealth, folks. It's not like they have a problem producing it. That's why America is such a threat. It's easy for everybody to be rich.
If they weren't confiscating our money and destroying our currency, most middle-class Americans would already be financially wealthy. They'd have enough set away for retirement. Their homes would be worth more. Their dollars would be worth more.
Yeah, the robots poverty and all this automation, we weren't even supposed to be working now. Now old people have to work. Stay there. You're on fire. Naturalnews.com, Brighteon.com. It's just like Man.Video. As amazing as all these band contributors. Mike Adams, love him. He'll be right back with us straight ahead. Stay with us. Got a lot of news to hit straight ahead.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Take the journey to the bright midnight, into the night.
Take the journey to the bright midnight.
All right, Mike's going to leave us here in about 15 minutes. I'll continue on for one segment, and Kate Daly will take over. I got some other breaking news I need to hit. Look, here's what it comes down to. I've been accused on air for 29 years of being a negative person. No, I believed in you. And I'm not going to sugarcoat stuff. When things are bad, I'll tell you we're behind. We are running the tables on the enemy right now. Yeah, they're bleeding us, they're destroying us, but people know they're doing it. So it's one thing to be asleep in a coma getting your ass beat. Another thing to be getting your ass kicked and waking up. And every time we take a swing, we win politically. So I need your word of mouth. I need your prayer. I need your support. We have 1776 testosterone boosts made by a big pharmaceutical company that also makes supplements. It's already a top-rated supplement in the country that they let us private label. That's available, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. We have PainMD, natural, incredible pain relief, InfoWarsStore.com, in the InfoWars Platinum line. The HGH boost is sold out. We got more coming in soon. You can also get TurboForce, 10 hours clean energy. I would only take a quarter scoop when you first take it. It's finally back in stock after 8 months. InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the Trump mugshot. They didn't do a real mugshot. It's our mugshot. Popular shirt. It's coming in, I think, tomorrow. We had it printed here in Texas. We have the Alex Jones for President shirt. Not really run for president. It's a fun shirt to meet like-minded people and trigger libtards. InfoWarsStore.com. or 888-253-3139. Get a copy of my book unsigned or do the fundraiser, the signed book. Not many are left. InfoWarsStore.com if you want a signed copy. Last chance to get that. All right, going back to Mike Adams of NationalNews.com. Mike, we can get back into the UN invasion points. We can get back into the Trump indictment. We can get back into the war in Russia. We can get back into the admitting U.S. troops are battling Russians. I told people 15 months ago. All this craziness going on, what is front and center for you?
Well, obviously, the Biden regime has to rig the 2024 election because if Trump gets in, Trump now has, I think, the proper frame of mind to just clean house like never before. I think if Trump becomes president, he would work with Congress to completely defund the FBI, maybe the DOJ, maybe the CDC, maybe the FDA as a leverage point to say, look, you're going to have zero money until you fire everybody, rebuild.
Oh, yeah, he's wrong about the shots, but everything he said he'd do, he did.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, I agree. Trump is absolutely wrong about the shots. But he now, because they prosecuted him, he's in the same boat that you've been in a long time, for a long time, Alex, that he understands the seriousness of this. And my criticism of Trump is that for a long time, I think he felt like all the censorship and things and all the criminalization.
He thought he could bend him to his will, and he learned he can't.
Well, yeah, exactly. Or he thought he was going to be insulated enough, and he's not, and he gets it now. And I think that Trump, if he gets into the White House, he's going to clean house like never before. And the establishment is absolutely terrified of that. Now, the other thing, Alex, that's critical for people to know, I don't know if you've covered this, and we got to give credit to Jim Hoft of the Gateway Pundit, because the Missouri versus Biden lawsuit, okay, that was filed by Attorney General Schmidt of Missouri. And by the way, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., his lawsuit has now been joined with that lawsuit. And I'm sure Robert Barnes has looked at this dutifully. But if you go through the discovery of that lawsuit, which I have done, it is every smoking gun that you need to prosecute the federal government for violations of civil rights, of censorship, and First Amendment violations.
That's right. We've covered it some, but you're right. Those are ripening. Those cases are winning. Tell people why that's just so important.
Well, it's because it's no longer a question of did the federal government violate the First Amendment rights of the American people, including you. InfoWars is named in those documents. So is Brighteon, by the way. So is Natural News. Health Ranger is named. Alice Jones is named by name in those documents. They targeted us for illegal censorship. Smoking guns.
And by the way, we're not drama queens. I knew that like weeks ago. We didn't even mention, yep, Hey, the feds targeted us. Like, listeners, we're not going to sit here and whine about this, but you want somebody to fight for you, we are. So when I say that, I just want to win. Support National News. Buy the product. Support InfoWars Store. Because, yeah, I mean, the enemy, I'm so proud of this. A new document, new suit's about to come out where the Rockefeller Foundation specifically is targeting us and saying we're the number one enemy. By the way, you're mentioned too. I'm so proud of that, Mike. I'm not looking for trouble, but, man, if you're going to fight, it's good to have the enemy say, take out that's our main enemy.
And we have, you know, we have to thank Missouri and the Attorney General there, and Ken Paxton in Texas is working in other ways as well, Attorney General of Texas. And these states that still represent America are fighting hard against the Biden regime, and they're fronting a lot of the costs for the discovery that can be picked up by other attorneys, perhaps attorneys for InfoWars or
and elaborate on that, how we're in the documents, because people need to know what is the enemy fearing? Like what they fear is our power. We need to celebrate what the enemy fears.
Yeah, we are specifically named on target lists that were handed over to big tech, along with government-developed tools for big tech to use to censor our speech by simply labeling everything that we say misinformation. Okay, that's what they do. But what this means, the good news, the gold mine in this, Alex, is that you and I and Jim Hoft and everybody who is named in the discovery has absolute standing before the courts. So they can't have, the government can't have these lawsuits thrown out and say, you don't have standing, we didn't censor you. Yeah, you did. It's already in discovery. It's already on the record. So we all have standing, and it's a blatant violation of the First Amendment, a blatant violation of civil rights. So now is the best time for all of those who have been named, including, by the way, Children's Health Defense, and I think Zero Hedge was named, and a bunch of other alternative media operations, Breitbart, for example. Now is the time to file suit. Now is the time to pursue this, where you can go after the federal government's violation of your civil rights.
And let's be clear, this isn't just surveillance and censorship. This is government illegally combining with corporations and media to censor and block an election mode.
Yeah, absolutely. And simply because you endorsed Trump and I supported Trump and these other people supported Trump. So everybody who supported Trump or anybody who had skepticism about the safety of the vaccines, which we now know are extremely dangerous, was targeted in this.
Or anybody that questions open borders, the Afghan withdrawal, or forced shots, or exactly. Lockdowns. And again, for everybody that's in the queue thing, I'm not mad at them, but just listen. Trump was surrounded. He had almost no help. Stop thinking you've seen that was a lie. Admit that we've got to all unify and be strong, and then understand that this proves the illegality of what's going on and shows how weak the enemy is. They're worried about Mike Adams and Alex Jones.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible that you and I threaten their entire empire? That's how fragile they are, because they don't have control, right? And they don't have control because people want to be free. They don't have control because information wants to be free.
Actually, we value freedom and being autonomous more than life, and that they can't beat that. We're not for sale.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And they're not used to that because they can usually bribe or have kickbacks, or they can threaten or coerce or shut down everybody. In fact, their plan, Alex, was to financially bankrupt you and I and others in this space to the point where we could never file suit against them. That was their plan all along. It was an economic strangulation plan, and that has failed. Right. And we, you and I and others have continued to succeed because of the support of our audience and viewers who are cheering us on.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. I'm going to say that right now. Folks, you want somebody to stand up for you? We're all standing up together. I'm not like your leader. I'm not saying Mike's not. We're together. This is a war. We're winning. The enemy's scared of us. I want listeners to have it boiled down. Mike Adams and Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones and Donald Trump are not the tip of the spear. The people are the tip of the spear. And your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support is critical. It is up to you whether we win or lose.
Yeah, that's right. In any one of us, I mean, if I gave up tomorrow and walked away, it wouldn't change the fact that we're going to achieve victory, because it's not about me or you, Alex, or any one person. Like you just said, it's about this entire pro-human, pro-freedom movement that is awakening like never before. We have simply ignited the brush fires in the minds of men and women. We have simply shown people.
And Mike, can you not feel the spirit of victory? I mean, I can feel it right now, like never before.
Yeah, and you know what, Alex, whether or not you or I are even here to see that victory, it's irrelevant, because this is a cosmic level victory that transcends any individuals. And Alex, admittedly, I never wanted to be doing what I'm doing. I never wanted to have to be the guy in a studio covering the news, talking about this.
Now, I remember 10 years ago, I just want to cover health news, but you got drafted, didn't you?
It's like we all have to step up and do what's necessary. I'm just so glad that we're not alone anymore. For many years, you were just the lone voice, or people like Steve Quayle, or later on myself. We're not alone anymore. Humanity is with us, Alex. Humanity wants their world back, and we're right there with them. Not leading them, but with them fighting this fight together. That's what we do. That's why we do this.
Well, let's talk about that in the final segment with Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. You're absolutely right. But that's my greatest concern, is we are winning. What is the enemy going to do? Nuclear war, digital collapse, turn the power off. And, folks, they're not going to give up. So,
no, I mean,
stay there. We're coming right back to you in 2 minutes. Mike Adams, final segment. Stay with us.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.